And now the California governor's race in full swing. We plant our flag in California every day, and here's why. We always tell you this. It's a $1.8 trillion economy, GDP that is, for California. 13% of the American economy. It's the eighth largest in the world if it were to stand alone. And listen to this. Meg Whitman, better watch her back. Her comfortable lead in California's gubernatorial race has eroded in the last few weeks, perhaps an indication of her intentions to cut back government spending and union contracts. Adrian Moore joins the company from Los Angeles. Adrian, have I got this right? Meg Whitman has consistently said, I am the one who will cut the budget. And having said that, she's now falling in the polls. I'm not sure whether she's trailing former Governor Jerry Brown or whether she's just tied with him now, but she's lost her lead.
Yeah, it's been an interesting last couple of weeks in the gubernatorial race here in California. You know, Whitman was so far ahead for so long that, you know, even talk show hosts who supported Steve Poizner were saying, you know, it doesn't look like he's got much of a prayer. And this turnaround has really got everybody talking, I think,
well,
in California.
I don't think
it has anything to do with her stance on the budget, though, Stuart.
Really?
I mean, there's a bunch of things going on that have little to do with the budget right now that are, I think, driving those numbers.
Are they tying her to Goldman Sachs, perhaps? Is that the reason for her fall?
I don't think there's any one thing. I mean, one thing that we're lacking is right now we know the gap is closing, but it's based on proprietary polls. The large independent polls haven't hit for some time, and so we're kind of guessing right now. But we suspect that when the first, you know, good independent poll hits, we'll see some closing of that gap and a better explanation of what's actually going on. But what I sort of hear and see in the public debate in California is it's a combination of a few things. The Goldman Sachs tainting of her is a big one. Both campaigns have ramped up their really vitriolic rhetoric. I mean, they're going after each other with every weapon short of nuclear so far, and it's very bloody. And Poizner has scored some big hits on her for being inconsistent, for supporting a lot of big liberal agenda items. But the Arizona immigration law is probably the big kahuna, where when Meg Whitman came out and said, I don't really have a problem with what Arizona is doing, a certain segment of the conservative part of California she lost them, and that's probably a big chunk of it.
I can never get to grips with California politics. I just, you know,
and Adrian,
thank you so much for you keeping us in touch, because I just can't work it all out. That's a fact. Adrian Moore,
happy to try.
I want to talk to you next time about California raised tax rates but brought in less tax revenue. I'm out of time right now,
that's right.
But that's an interesting story. California finances. We'll be back to it. Adrian, thanks a lot.